I hear you. I spent a lot of time programming and technology and stuff like that for about 35 years in the machine tool industry, so it took me a while to figure it out, but now I kind of got it. I kind of got it organized. Some of the extra things I haven't dealt with yet, you know, some of the other digital modes and digital over RF and things like that, that I still got to get myself on HF radio and play around with some of those things.
Yeah, it's like these Pi Stars or All Stars. I don't know if I'd be able to even have one of those. I would probably mess that right up and just kick it out the door, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm one of those that, hey, you know, it's like trying to learn how to use Chirp to program all my radios. It took me a while there. It's like my scanner I bought, my Uniden 996P2, doing it by hand. I had to go to YouTube to figure out how to program Epcode 25. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm one of those that, how do I do this? It's like when I bought my FT-70. Go to YouTube. It'll teach you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good resource. Have you ever dialed a phone number through your radio? That's kind of fun.
Nope, we don't have AutoPatch up here anymore. We used to have it at one time on the 86. And, whew, there was some conversations on there. It kind of like, oh, okay, you better not use the radio. A couple were fighting on the radio just about one day.